Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice about user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to share with you a few thoughts on writing expert reviews. This is a big part of my job, and for a long time I hated it. I hated doing expert reviews. I hated the idea of picking apart other people's hard work. That my reviews would inevitably lead to someone in senior management asking why the issue that I have pointed out was allowed to happen in the first place. But then one day I realised that, like most of my peers, I was approaching website reviews in entirely the wrong way. Most website reviews list the problems with the site, issues with performance, findability, usability, aesthetics, content, and countless other issues. They systematically identify these problems and then suggest solutions to each of these challenges. Now, on the face of it, this seems useful, but in reality, I think it rarely is. It might fix some things in the short term, but I don't believe it's going to make a big difference over time. The reason is, it's treating the symptoms and not the underlying condition. It's like a doctor treating the symptoms of lung cancer without ever discussing with the patient the fact that they smoke 40 a day. In other words, most website reviews focus on putting a sticking plaster over more fundamental problems. Rarely does a site audit ask, how did these things end up in this way in the first place? This failure to tackle the root causes behind issues on our website was why I hated writing website reviews. I knew the blame would inevitably fall at the feet of the digital team that built the site. However, in my experience, this is rarely where the problem comes from. Take, for example, a site's information architecture. Most sites I review have a terrible information architecture, one that reflects how the organization thinks rather than the user. But if all I do is point out and suggest a fix, I'm not really providing any value. That's because I've yet to encounter a web team who doesn't know that a site should be structured around user needs. I'm just telling them what they already know and giving management the impression the team is stupid for not fixing the problem. The same is true with almost every area. Most web teams I know that their website should be fast, accessible, usable, etc. What's more, they spend hours poring over their website every day, so the chances are they're going to have already spotted all the problems that I point out. They will probably know the solutions too. If the web team already has the answers, this leaves us with two questions. First, if they know this stuff already, what value does a site review provide? Now, to answer that question, we need to ask the second question, which is, why haven't they fixed these issues already? I'm yet to meet a web team who was just too lazy or too ignorant to fix the problems on their website. The reason for issues on their site always comes down to some external constraint placed upon them that they're unable to overcome. When I look at a website, I don't just see design, code, and content. I see constraints, in the very DNA of the organization. I see how little the company values and understands digital. I see how inward-looking they are and how oblivious they are to users' needs. A website is a window into the heart of a business. It exposes all the flaws and shortcomings to the world or to anyone willing to look. A good website review should concentrate on these deficiencies and flaws. Not just the cosmetic issues of the site, it should focus on the failures of the business, not the failures of the web team. A good website review will still point out problems with things like information architecture, but it will go on to say that this is a symptom of the fact that the company is inward looking and is working in departmental silos and they've carved up the site accordingly. It should say that if the business wishes to make the site easier to use, it's going to need to address these underlying issues. Another example would be performance. When talking about performance, you might need to point out that poor performance only exists because the internal team has not been given the time to properly optimize the site because management are always moving them on to the next project. When faced with poor usability, don't just point out the issues and how to fix them. Instead, explain that they need to establish a culture of regular usability testing. Then take the time to highlight the barriers that often prevent this usability testing from happening. In other words, don't just focus on the problems and the obvious fix. Instead, shine a light on the underlying issues that cause them. Now, you might not always know what those underlying issues are, and if that's the case, then ask. I can guarantee that the web designers who worked on the project will be able to tell you why the problems exist. Sure, they might just be making excuses, but most of the time, that's not going to be the case. Most of the time, they'll be able to identify a significant constraint that was placed upon them that needs addressing. In time, you'll actually be able to predict most of these issues without being able to, without even asking. I've seen the same symptoms caused by the same underlying problems so many times now that just by looking at a site, they're blindingly obvious. From a bad user interface because it's been created by the print designers at their advertising agency to content written by someone with no experience of writing for the web. Time and again, I see underinvestment, insufficient leadership, cross-departmental feuds all laid out on the website. These are the issues that we should be identifying and calling out. Now, site reviews have fallen out of fashion a little bit recently, and I can kind of understand why. After all, if I had to choose between getting a site review and doing some usability testing, I would choose the latter every time. But I do believe that if they're done right, they have their place. Usability testing will help you identify problems and even fix superficial issues, but rarely will it reveal what caused the problem in the first place, and that is where the value of an external perspective comes in, but only if the reviewer will delve a little deeper than the surface of the website.